Good afternoon, Audio Boom. It is Joe De Niro checking in with you guys on February 3rd, day 3 of February. And today's topic is introducing oneself. So what am I going to tell you about me? Well, I mean, you could look at my Audio Boom profile and see that I'm 47 and that I'm married and I have 3 kids and that I do an internet radio show on a rock station based out of the UK. Let's see, what else? I don't even remember what is on my profile, but I know those things are up on my profile. Absolute badass. Absolute badass. And I'll kind of categorize that a little bit. For anyone that is listening to me for the first time, or you know, just only following the February's booms, I am visually impaired. I'm almost blind. I have some usable vision, but you know, probably a little bit more than light perception. Maybe some, I can detect some motion kind of deal. But having said that, I don't, you know, I talk about being a badass, you know, I probably have badass qualities to me, but, I don't, despite that, I don't let that ever stop me from doing anything. And I understand that, you know, because of my visual impairment, I do have limitations, but those limitations are limited. I've talked about in the past about you know, just doing things because I want to do them, you know, and I don't want to be one of these people that sits there and says, you know, well, I can't do that because I can't see. I don't. You know, my outlook in life is that, you know what, I am only here for a finite amount of time, and I don't want to look back, you know, 20 years from now saying, oh man, you know, I heard about, you know, I wanted to do X, and then, you know, I saw all this stuff about how great X was after the fact. And it's amazing, you know, the power of the internet and the power of YouTube and the power of Facebook and all these things. You know, you want to do something like, you know, a couple of years ago, and I did a couple times. I went to Chicago to go to a music festival, 3-day music festival, 4-day music festival, actually. And, you know, went on my own, totally went on my own, no one with me, didn't know anybody there kind of deal, and just made it happen. You know, went to the city, took Amtrak into Chicago. Didn't even know where I was going. I mean, and, you know, kind of, you know, knew that, you know, what rail, you know, suburban rail, railroad station I needed to get to and where I needed to get to once I got out in the burbs. But, you know, I just made it happen. Facebook notification. Facebook. Jailfish reposted in VI Talk. And, you know, that's just how I am wired. That's just how I'm wired is, you know, I don't let this, deter me from doing things, and I never will. I'm stubborn, you know, that's probably another trait of mine, you know, add stubborn to badass. That is just a combination for trouble. What else? I like to give back. I do a lot of local charitable work here. I like to educate people. One of the reasons I love, like the Blind Abilities Channel and, VIP Advisors, VI Talk is, you know, it's a forum where, or not just me, anybody that speaks on this, channel demonstrates, these channels demonstrates, you know, despite the fact that you're blind, you know, you can be capable of doing so many things. And, that's very rewarding, you know, if you know that, you know, somebody listened to you talking about a particular topic or talking about doing something or figuring something out, and it motivated them to kind of change their lifestyle to get out and do more. That's a really positive thing. And I love being a part of that, and you know, and educating, and you know, I think of myself as, you know, as an ambassador, as an educator, you know, not just to the sighted community, you know, because, you know, to the sighted community, I'm an ambassador and I'm an educator. I teach people that, you know, despite all this, that blind people are capable of doing so much. And, you know, to the blind community, you know, again, it's the same message. It's just from a different take that, you know, hey, you can do this. You are capable. You just got to take that first step. So that's something that I enjoy doing. What else? I love music. I play guitar, although I haven't played as much as I would love to over the last few years, but it's actually another goal. I added that to my goals for yesterday, is to pick up my guitar some more this year. What else? Love music. Obviously, I'm a radio DJ, internet radio DJ, so I love music, all sorts of music. I love travel. I have literally probably, well over 30,000 road miles over the last 6 or 7 years around the United States. I've been to 48 continental U.S. states over starting 2008. We started doing some road trips in 2008, and we've literally been to all 48 U.S. states. Have done some really, really cool stuff, you know, camping in Yellowstone, camping in the Grand Canyon, camping off of a beach up in Oregon, off the Pacific Ocean, all sorts of just really, really, really cool stuff we've seen over the last 6 or 7 years. NPS Junkie National Park System, I've been to probably 125 at least, maybe more than that. One of these days I got to sit down and count how many NPS sites I've been to. You know, been to Grand Canyon, you know, mentioned Grand Canyon, Mesa Verde, it's another place we've camped, but just a bunch of sites. I'm a presidential American or history buff, so I do a lot of reading of history. I'm particularly fond of the Civil War and presidential history. I've been to just numerous presidential sites, be it birthplaces or homes or grave sites, and all over the country. Starting to really whittle that number down. So that's some of the things I've liked. And I don't know, I have a multitude of interests. I'm one of these people that, you know, I love lots of different things. I love technology, love finance, love reading, just, you know, a multitude of interests. Health and fitness enthusiast, you know, train at the gym a few times a week. Again, it's another one of those things where, you know, despite being blind, you know, and for many years I had this issue of being afraid to train anymore as I was losing my sight, and finally just decided that, you know, enough was enough, and, you know, I'm going to figure it out. And, you know, the stubborn badass in me just went out there and figured it out, and still doing it to this day. So there you go. That's kind of a a little sneak peek, a teeny little